This is hour number two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Glad to be with you this weekend. Thanks for coming back for part two. And if you're just getting here, let's recap what we're doing. We're at the bar. Yes, we're sipping on a nice beverage and enjoying good company. And on the countdown today, we have the biggest hits from the first weekend of March in 1948. And that's where we go first to begin this hour. We're at number five on the Billboard charts, our second of three recordings of Now is the Hour. This is Gracie Fields. That's Gracie Fields, Now is the Hour. Record number five this weekend in 1948, accompanied by the Phil Green Orchestra. He got as high as number three, and this was the first American hit for the now 50-year-old singer and actress who was a legend in England. 1948 is in the spotlight on today's Seems Like Old Times, and here in early March of 78 years ago, the unemployment of the United States is at 4%. Back in January, President Truman submitted the second largest peacetime budget in history, $39.6 billion. Now, this is an election year, but one man who will not be running is Dwight Eisenhower. He's also no longer Army Chief of Staff. He resigned on February 7th, replaced by Omar Bradley. Another WW2 hero is making some noise. Douglas MacArthur has announced his candidacy for president, and he's attracting quite a bit of attention. That is, more boos than cheers. Many say the general isn't the man for the White House, including many GIs. One reason? He hasn't been in the USA in 11 years. MacArthur, along with Thomas Dewey and Harold Stassen, got most of the play in the political headlines and over the radios last week. But the man who was showing the biggest gains in the Republican presidential sweepstakes was Arthur Vandenberg. Now this week, the Gallup poll tracked the race, and they confirmed what many GOP insiders already guessed. In the 6 weeks since Ike dropped out, the popularity of Michigan Senator Vandenberg has more than doubled. A few political headlines from here in March of 1948, brought to you by Prel Shampoo.
Across the nation, the shampoo sensation is Prel.
Yes, Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. You'll like Prel for two reasons.
First, Prel reveals a radiant natural beauty in your hair no soap or soap shampoo can match. Prel uncovers lovely youthful highlights, leaves your hair wonderfully soft, satin smooth, easy to manage.
Second, Prel goes after unsightly dandruff quickly, removes it in as little as 3 minutes, leaves your hair sparkling clean, well-groomed.
And Prel goes farther than any other known shampoo, cream or liquid, because it's concentrated for economy. You use less, get more lather.
So ask for the shampoo in the handy tube. Ask for...
P-R-E-L-L-L shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L-L shampoo.
By Prel shampoo.
Thank you very much for that important announcement. All right, back to the countdown. We're at number 4 and a million seller for Vaughn Monroe.
Dance, ballerina, dance. And do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl. And just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn. And love is gone, ballerina, gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. 1,000 people here have come to see the show. As round and round you go, so ballerina, dance. Dance, dance. Said his love must wait its turn. You wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. 1,000 people here have come to see the show. As round and round you go, so ballerina, dance, 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 dance.
What a super hit that was for Vaughn Monroe, Ballerina, at number 4 this weekend in 1948, coming down after spending 10 weeks at number 1, his 7th chart topper of all time. Also today, our running theme is at the bar, or if you prefer, the cocktail lounge. Here's the Charlie Barnett Orchestra with a number titled Overheard in a Cocktail Lounge.
Thank you.
The swinging sounds of the Charlie Barnett Orchestra overheard in a cocktail lounge. That was recorded in August of 1937 and featured the piano of Joe Miro. Well, if your musical subject is drinking, you have to have this guy. It's Dean Martin.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. They ask who's a fool in the corner crying. I say, a little old wine drink of me. And I came here last week from down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train. I thought I'd get a job and just forget her, but in Chicago a broken heart is still the same. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, a little old wine drink of me. I say, a little old wine drink of me.
Country singer Charlie Walker had the first version of Little Old Wine Drinker Me. It didn't make the charts in 1966. But in early 67, a cover by Robert Mitchum, the actor, briefly made it onto the charts. But later that year, Dean Martin had the big hit with it, as it made it to number 5 on the Easy Listening chart and number 38 on the Hot 100. And that's another one we've put on our tab today at the bar on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 78 years to March of 1948. And now it's movie time! First up, the One Reel films. The latest from the Stooges, Pardon My Clutch. Mo, Larry, and Shemp buy a car that turns out to be a lemon. For cartoons, there's Mickey Down Under. Mickey Mouse runs a banana plantation in Australia. And Daffy Duck slept here. All the hotels are full for a convention, so Daffy and Porky Pig have to share a room. And Daffy's as loony as ever.
We went and put it in, and it no good two-timing, double-crossing, double-dealing, unsanitary old snake in the grass. Unsanitary!
Out west we go now. There's the Westward Trail with Eddie Dean. Oklahoma Badlands has Alan Rocky Lane. And Fort Apache with John Ford's two favorite actors, the Duke and Henry Fonda. A couple of comedies include The Mating of Millie with Evelyn Keyes and Glenn Ford. And The Bride Goes Wild has Van Johnson, June Allison, Arlene Dahl, and Hume Cronin. Also up on the silver screen, Frank Sinatra and Fred McMurray in Miracle of the Bells. One from the Christmas season, The Bishop's Wife of Cary Grant, David Niven, and Loretta Young. I Remember Mama has Irene Dunne and Barbara Bel Geddes. And Three Darling Daughters stars Jeanette MacDonald, Jane Powell, Eleanor Donahue, and Annie Todd. A couple of crime dramas, The Naked City with Barry Fitzgerald, Howard Duff, and Dorothy Hart. And Jimmy Stewart stars in Call Northside 777. And south of the border we go for Treasure of the Sierra Madre with Bogey, Walter Houston, and Tim Holt. And, of course, Alfonso Bedoya as Gold Hat.
Oiga, señor, we are federales. You know, the mountain police.
If you're the police, where are your badges?
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
And the fifth Road film is in the theaters. It's Road to Rio with Bob Hope, Dorothy L'Amour, and of course, Bing Crosby. It would be the number one box office film of the year. And Bing's on the countdown this week, holding down spot number 3.
Now is the hour when we must say goodbye. Soon you'll be sailing far across the sea. While you're away, oh, then remember me. You'll find me waiting here. Sunset glow fades in the west. Night o'er the valley is creeping. Huddle down in their nest. Soon all the world will be sleeping.
Sleeping.
Now is the hour when we must say.
That's Bing Crosby with the Ken Darby Singers, and Now is the Hour, the Maori farewell song. At number 3 this weekend, it was on its way up to number 1, spending 3 weeks atop the jukebox chart, making it Bing's 36th and final number 1 hit. Now, Bing also had one of the best-selling albums this weekend, the St. Patrick's Day album. Also on the album chart, Glenn Miller Masterpieces, Volume 2, the soundtrack to the motion picture Good News. There's also the Al Jolson album, and number 1, A Sentimental Date with Perry Como. This 4-record set has some good old favorites like this one.
At the end of the rainbow, there's happiness. And to find it, how often I've tried. But my life is a race. Just a wild goose chase, and my dreams have all been denied. Why have I always been a failure? What can the reason be? I wonder if the world's to blame. I wonder if it could be me. I'm always chasing rainbows,
watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all of my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellas look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime. I never even make a game. Believe me, I'm always chasing. Find a little bluebird in
bed. With the Russ Case Orchestra and the Satisfiers, that's Perry Como. I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, from the number one album in the USA this weekend in 1948, A Sentimental Date with Perry Como. Also today, we're at the bar. Song's about enjoying a drink or two. And we're going to liven up the place with the Boogie Woogie Cocktail from the Andy Kirk Orchestra. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy from 1942, Boogie Woogie Cocktail, a number written by Kenneth Kersey, and that was him on the piano solo. We've bellied up to the bar on today's Seems Like Old Times. It's the first weekend of March in 1948 on today's Seems Like Old Times. And now let's take a look at sports. The Winter Olympics returned after 12 years of absence because of war in Europe. They were in St. Moritz, Switzerland. Norway, Sweden, and the host country all won 10 medals. The U.S. took 9, including golds for Dick Button in men's figure skating. He landed the double axel. Four-man bobsled team also a winner. So was Gretchen Frazier. She became the first American skier to win a gold medal. It came in the slalom. And Barbara Ann Scott won the ladies' gold in figure skating and became a Canadian star. In college basketball, it's tournament time. Kentucky would beat Holy Cross, the defending champs, led by George Kaftan and Bob Cousy, in the East Regional. Then they handled Baylor for the national title. St. Louis defeated NYU for the NIT championship behind Player of the Year, Easy Ed McCauley. In pro hoops, the Professional League is the Basketball Association of America. The Baltimore Bullets would beat the Philadelphia Warriors for the title. NHL, Toronto leads the league, and they'd sweep the Red Wings for the Stanley Cup. And it's baseball spring training. Stan Musial ends his holdout and signs with the Cardinals for $31,000. That's a look at sports from this weekend in 1948. And on the countdown, we're up to number 2, and it's Peggy Lee.
The faucet, she is dripping, and the fence, she's falling down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town. My brother isn't working, and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor so I can go anywhere.
Manana.
My mother's always working, she's working very hard. But every time she looks for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy, and maybe she is right. I'll go to work mañana, but I gotta sleep tonight.
Mañana, 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 it's soon enough for me.
Oh, once I had some money, but I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double, it was only for a lend. But he said a little later that the horse, she was so slow. Why he gave the horse my money is something I don't know.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
My brother took a suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. But then I burned the house down, the chili was too hot.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
The window, she is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking through my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Oba, oba!
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Oba, oba!
Mañana, Peggy Lee with the Dave Barber Orchestra at number 2 this week. It's poised to seize the number 1 spot and stay there for 9 weeks. And Capitol Records says that sales of Mañana have topped 1.8 million in 60 days. Well, let's give you another bonus record from this weekend 78 years ago. Now, it's not on the charts yet, but it had just been released. This is Dick Haymes, Little White Lies.
The night that you told me. try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. But heaven was in your eyes the night that you told me those little white lies.
I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there is no regretting in spite of my tears.
Who wouldn't believe those lips? Whoever could doubt those eyes?
The night that you told me those little white lies.
Boy, what a smash that was for Dick Hames. A million seller, Little White Lies. Just hitting the record stores here in early March 1948, and while he had consistently produced top 10 records over the last few years, Little White Lies would be the biggest chart hit for Dick Hames since 1945. It would peak at number 2 on the countdown, and he was accompanied by the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra and backed up vocally by 4 hits and a miss. Well, I'm headed back to the bar right now. You want something? Oh, Abe Lyman and Rose Blaine would like a rum and Coca-Cola.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make a rhyme. Guarantee you one good, real fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Montenegro Beach, GI romance with Native Peach. All night long make tropic love, then sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. In botanical gardens and afternoons, native bands play Yankee tunes. Native dance until he drop. I think native blow his top. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. G.I. meet nice native girl, give her great big courtship whirl. He married Trini mommy, that's not bad. Yankee soon be Trinidad dad. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Native girl can cut a rug, dance like crazy jitterbug. She jump and bump and shake so bold, that's fine way to break up cold. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. La 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 dee da 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 dee da. richest girls all dance and smile. They wear grass skirts, but that's okay. Yankee like to hit the hay. Drinking rum, Mexico, Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
Abe Lyman's orchestra was the top nightclub band in Los Angeles in the 20s and 30s. And being in L.A., he did a lot of soundtracks for the motion pictures. And he had a few hit records, too. That was one of them from 1945 with his wife, Rose Blaine, at the microphone, rum and Coca-Cola. Well, we've been here all night and we haven't even danced yet. The Casa Loma Orchestra is here to take care of that on Champagne Waltz. There's Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra from 1934 and the Champagne Waltz featuring Kenny Sargent on the vocals. 3 years later, the tune would be included in the motion picture of the same name, a comedy starring Fred McMurray, Gladys Swartout, and Jack Oakey. We are imbibing today, responsibly of course, at the bar on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we walk it off, let me tell you about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. You'll find our list of affiliates, the show schedule, and of course, the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. You can follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. So drop me a line, let me know that you're listening. Certainly appreciate all your correspondence. Well, our musical theme today has been At the Bar, and I think we've been here a bit too long.
Oh. another drink.
Plenty in the cellar when it's gone.
Drink, drink, the glasses clink.
Making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking.
Clang, clang, who cares a dang?
What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look out, stomach, here she comes.
I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Trickle, 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 trickle. Slice of cheese and bite of pickle. Doesn't even cost a nickel now to wash it down. Whoa!
Clink, clink, no more to drink. I had a cellar full, but now it's gone. Drink, drink, the glasses clink. Like the anvil chorus and my head is splitting. A breaky, a busty. Oh, brother. Oh, ow. What do I do now? Pink elephants are running after me. Though that stuff was smooth as silk, from now on I'll stick to milk. Nothing else to drink for me.
Mike Jones and his City Slickers from 1942, Clink Clink, Another Drink. Del Porter had the sober verse, and it was Mel Blanc with a tipsy refrain. As we've been at the bar, and now it's time to go home on Seems Like Old Times. But we've got to get our number one record from this weekend in our spotlight year 1948, and also look at some more news headlines. The Supreme Court's come down with a couple of rulings so far this year. On January 12th, the High Court ruled that states could not discriminate against law school applicants because of race. And just this week, it ruled that religious instruction in public schools on school time is unconstitutional. Schools will allow release time where students can leave school early one day a week to receive the religious lessons. International headlines, January 30th, Indian pacifist and leader Mahatma Gandhi is assassinated by fellow Hindu Nathuram Godse. Gandhi was walking to a prayer meeting in New Delhi a few minutes after 5 o'clock in the evening. Godse felt that in trying to achieve reconciliation between Hindus and Muslims, Gandhi had betrayed the Hindu cause. Gandhi was 78. And earlier in the show, we talked about the communists taking over much of Eastern Europe, and that includes Czechoslovakia. The party seized control there on February 25th. The new commie leaders have banned 27 publications and all foreign press. New political parties are outlawed. The new Prime Minister, Klement Gottwald, is purging political opponents. Land is being seized. And the communists have made a cunning decree that the music of Czechoslovakia be cleansed, because it was in music that the Czech spirit of independence was most likely to break forth. Mainly, there was no resistance to the communist takeover because there was no hope. The people knew it, and President Edvard Beneš knew it. And those were some headlines here in the first weekend of March in 1948. And at the top of the Billboard music chart this weekend, a remake of a hit from the Roaring Twenties. A little bit earlier in the countdown, we heard it by Russ Morgan. This time, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover is by the Art Mooney Orchestra.
It's time.
The Art Mooney Orchestra and Chorus, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover, featuring Mike Pingator on the banjo. Now, the song was a hit for Nick Lucas back in 1927, and 21 years later, it became a million seller for Art Mooney, and it was spending the last of 5 weeks at number one this weekend in 1948. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to having you back again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.